Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my pot today comes from Patty. Being older and not very tall, I don't know where and how to shop for my style. So, a few little things here. Just because you're older, I know a lot of fashion is basically aimed at the young. So you may not want to go into what I call the teenage stores. These are what they often otherwise in the fashion industry describe as the junior market. But everywhere else is fair game. Just because you're older doesn't mean you have to only shop in old lady stores. You can shop anywhere. It's about finding the pieces that work for you. So as far as knowing where and how to shop, it's really understanding your style. So there are a few elements of style that are really useful to understand. Firstly, what colours suit you, make you look great. So they're the kind of colours you're looking for. And you will find that within any fashion spectrum, there'll be some colours that work for you and some that don't. And that's normal. Then there is understanding what suits you physically, so your body shape, your body proportions, body variations, all the bits and pieces that go into the clothing styles that work for us. So understanding those elements of style. And I've got a free body shape calculator on the blog, as well as lots of information in my 7 Steps to Style program as well about the shapes and kind of that you're looking for in your clothes. Now, if you are petite, what this means is that is what I call a body variation, that you want to make sure there's some elements with petiteness that are really important to think about. That is, A, you get overwhelmed by too much fabric very easily. So this oversized trend that's out at the moment isn't great for you. It's better to thinking about more fitted clothes rather than really big or unstructured clothes. Even things like the sleeve lengths are too long or hem lengths are too long, that can overwhelm you. And even things like in a waterfall cardigan or something as simple as that, too much fabric here, it just kind of swamps you. So it's thinking about making sure there's not too much fabric in the clothes for you, that it doesn't swamp you. And also being aware that the proportions may need to be a bit shorter, because most fit models for most stores may be in the kind of 5'10" sort of kind of category. And if you're petite, that means clothes are probably this much too long on the whole. So part of it is, knowing that you're going to have to take things up. So it can be looking at petite size ranges. And often, and I know I have friends in America who are petite, and they say, you know, there's a lot more in the online petite world than there is in store. So you have to kind of almost order stuff, try it on at home, and then send it back. Like they don't, even the same stores like Nordstrom, like department stores, don't have as much petite on the floor as they do online. So don't dismiss the online world. Also, go and have a look at some online, you know, some blogs of petite style people. You'll find that there's lots of petite blogs out there for petite style. And have a look at which brands and manufacturers they go to, because they've probably done a lot of research, tried on a lot of things. I know here in Australia that some brands cut a little bit shorter through the body and other ones cut longer. So if you're petite, you want to go to the ones that you've got a more chance at, even if you do have to take it up, there's less to be taken off, that somewhere they just have so much extra fabric, they're making their stuff for taller people. So do have a look, but some online research. So I go have a look at some, there's fantastic petite bloggers out there. So I do recommend having a look at what clothing, you know, that they wear and recommend, because that can really give you some ideas of where to go shopping as well, and which brands have got a better chance of working. And there are some great kind of tutorials and things about, you know, like, you know, the tailoring of clothes to make them fit someone who is more petite as well. So that is also something to consider. At what you can actually do as far as alterations. Alterations are just a part of life. It is one of those things, it's rather than kind of railing it against it and thinking, I wish I didn't have to do that, kind of accept it and go, that's just a part of getting clothes that fit and look good and make you feel good as well. And then thinking about your style recipe, because without that, even with the shapes and the colours, it's still, but do I want a floral pattern or do I want an animal print? Is it abstract? Is it, stripes? Is it polka dots? Is it checks? You know, there's a million different sorts of patterns. So simple things like that, still part of your personality and your personality style. So understanding that and then developing your own style recipe. What other details do you like? What do you hate and never want to go near? So all those things, really, there's kind of lots of things. And I do have my, you know, 9 secrets to unlocking your, you know, the style puzzle. And I do recommend you can, it's a free download on my blog. It's got lots of links in that to lots of different blog posts to help you find more out about your style as well. And of course, my 7 Steps of Style program kind of walks you through each of these and gives you the personalized information that you need for yourself as well. So I would say, you know, they are some steps to think about, because I know, you know, just being older, like there's no reason you can't wear jeans. There's nothing much you can't wear as an older woman that you can't wear as a younger woman. It's just part of it becomes this mental thing that I have to only wear, you know, kind of older lady clothes. And really, I think it's just a matter of going, well, what suits my style recipe? Because if it suits your style recipe, it suits you. And if you've understood your body and your figure flattery guidelines and all those sorts of things, it's going to work really well for you. Doesn't matter what store it is from. And there's millions of stores out there and there's so much online. It is definitely doing, you know, worth doing online research. Even if you go into stores to try things on, definitely doing online research is really going to help you get a broader, you know, more information before you hit the shops, because it can be depressing if you're traipsing around and it's exhausting and you're trying to find things, that it is worthwhile doing that online research, even to say, I'm going to go to these 3 stores today and these are the garments I'm looking forward to try on because I know they should work with the things I've understood about my personal style, my body, my colouring and those sorts of things. Because of course, though, until you try them on, you never know, because we don't know about the cut. And sometimes it can be that they've cut it a bit funny in the armholes and it's uncomfortable in your arms or whatever it might be, or the rise is not correct, that the way that it's been cut. And that's just the, you know, the luck of the draw in a way. But it is definitely worthwhile doing that bit of research and getting that style education to help you be more armed before you try shopping. Second question today comes from Maria. She says, what is your opinion on the French or half tuck of tops? It works with my style recipe and it definitely improves proportions sometimes, but I'm always feel like I feel a little bit like I'm trying too hard to look cool, especially with button down shirts. Is this tuck a fad or a trend? Is getting the right proportions more important than anything else? So I would say it's actually a trend. It's definitely not a fad. It's already been around for at least 5 years and I can't see it going anywhere in a hurry. And this is because it does give us the right proportions. It's both proportions length leg wise. So if we've got a longer top, like say we've got a button down that's quite long, if you half tuck it in, you can actually reduce some of that length. So you give yourself some legs back, and having longer legs makes you look taller. So it gives us that kind of proportional piece but also allows us to hide a few little things as well. So it gives us that proportion, which is nice, but it also works with the principle of volume, which often people talk about proportions, but it's really not in body proportions. It's the principle of volume, which is one of the principles of coordination, which is that we wear something more voluminous with something slimmer. So if you've got a voluminous top, which is great with something slimmer, but then it's kind of too long, bringing it in, what you can do is bring it back in. And so it tends to be more flattering when we start bringing some clothes back in a bit closer to the body rather than just having everything big and sack-like. So that can actually work well with that as well. So absolutely half tuck all you like. It's absolutely not poser. It's not try too hard. And I actually think it'll be a long-term trend, potentially even becoming something almost like a classic part of dressing. So never be afraid to do it if it's something for you. Last question is Maria. One of my big style struggles is having to decide each day what to wear. I don't always have time to be creative, but wish the decisions were easier. Maybe that I had some more style options that I like or easier to go to that I don't have to fret through every morning. So this is where part of this question is like deciding what to wear. So if you are a mood dresser, and I'm a bit of a mood dresser, that I sometimes don't know what I want to wear until I wake up in the morning, and I might have got an outfit out the night before, but I don't like it. The next morning, it's not the mood I'm in. And so if you are a bit of a mood dresser, this can be a little bit frustrating. And this is where having some what I call go-to outfits, which you know what they are. And this is why it's like when you go, oh, I love this outfit today, take a photo of it with all the accessories and then put them in an album on your phone. And when you're getting up in the morning, you can quickly flip through and go, what is feeling my mood today? So every time you do have a love this outfit, really feeling good, document that outfit. I've also got a weekly outfit planner where you can actually write down, you can document your outfits in writing as well. If you want to do that, it's a free download on the blog, but also you can just, you know, take a photo of it, put it in an album on your phone, and then have that album. It's a go-to album. And then every day when you're getting dressed and you're pushed for time and you don't have that time to create something new, that you've got those go-tos already. Another thing you can think about is also kind of creating your own little formulas. And I've got some blog posts on creating your own outfit formulas. And it could be something like today I've got a, you know, like a kind of a hair value jacket. I've got a pant and top, and then I'm actually wearing a pair of jeans. That you know, like you can kind of go, I'm going to wear a pattern with a solid and a pair of jeans if that's appropriate for you or whatever it might be. You could just have some sort of like little kind of set of criteria, little set of kind of formula that you can create yourself that can help you when you're just deciding, well, what do I want to wear today without having to go too crazy or creative. And then I decided that my theme for today for my jewelry would be birds. So I've got a little bird earrings, I've got a little bird necklace, and I got a little bird brooch over here. So none of they're not matching, but they're all, that's my bird theme because I've got a floral shirt out and birds work in the flowers, don't they? So that was my kind of like, oh, I went a little bird theme today. But yeah, so have yourself some sort of formula. So you may want to work it out for yourself. And I've got some blog posts on this as well. Just search up outfit formulas. And I do actually have kind of an outfit formula there. It's very broad, but it can give you an idea of what to put together. So they are some ideas for you. But I do recommend every time you go, oh, I've nailed it with this outfit today, take a photo of it, pop it in an album, and then, you know, you can just quickly flip through that album in the morning and go, well, what works for the weather and what works for what I'm doing today, what's the occasion, what's going to be appropriate. And then you can just redo that outfit without having to think too much. So hopefully there's a few ideas for you to follow. Thank you so much for watching. And I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.